What's up, D-Squad? Happy Friday, or happy whatever day it is when you decide to listen to this. I am Duchesse Adouaye, and this is the Discovered Oasis podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about some of the things that returnees think they know about the motherland before moving back, but are straight up false, in my opinion. I'm talking about my own experiences and the experiences of those who have shared their stories with me. So yeah, not speaking for everyone here. As always, my intentions of sharing this is, one, I hope it helps someone who is thinking of moving back sooner or later and helps them not stay delulu about what actually awaits them on the other side. And two, I want to strike a conversation about these things because they're real and sometimes they lead us to feeling, disappointed. But let me first tell you a story. In the last episode, I told you the whole story around me returning to Burundi, so you can go back and listen to it. But when my mom got better, I decided to stay. She left to go to work, but I was like, okay, let me stay for some time. Mind you, this was my very first time ever that I lived in Burundi as a whole adult. I was used to going for vacation, but even then, I would have my parents around to help if I had, you know, any issues or any questions. But when my mom left, I was like, I have a bunch of questions about how to do life in Burundi as an adult. So I decided to contact a friend of my friend's who I know had stayed a long time in Canada, but decided to go back. And one of the things I asked was like, what was your biggest challenge after you decided to move back? And one thing he said really stayed with me. He said, in Kirundi, meaning you can't really keep living here like you're on vacation. And I remember laughing like, oh, duh, of course. But what he meant is actually one of the things that I'm going to be talking about today. So yeah, let's dive in. The first belief that I had when I was moving back and something I was very sure about was that I was going to fit in. You know, I was moving home. I speak Kirundi. I know a lot of people. I have family. I have a house. Everything that I could possibly need to feel comfortable, at ease, and happy. And for the first months, that was true. I was very content. But then came the culture shock. Or should I say, reverse culture shock. It's this idea that when you come back after being away for a long time, things suddenly start feeling different. It's like you changed so much when you were gone that your home doesn't quite fit you anymore. The people, the conversations, it all kind of feels off. That is something that I know most of us experience when we go back, but we don't really talk about it, you know? I remember one day I was so excited to watch TV when I first got back and, you know, at that time when we left, there was no start times or anything like that. So all that we would watch was RTNB, which is the main TV channel. So I was ready to watch Ninde, Parlons Cuisine, and all these other programs we used to watch growing up. But instead, please guess what I saw. Marie Mar. What? It's this Mexican telenovela that everybody was so excited to watch. But I was like, what is that? I was so lost. But of course, that's really nothing compared to the staring. Yo. What's with the staring, honestly? You can't drive peacefully anywhere because at every corner, there will be a person staring at you as if you know each other. Like, huh. So uncomfortable. But anyways, my biggest surprise was the crazy amount of imanza, like social gatherings. It felt like there was always something happening. You know, when you're home for like 2 or 3 weeks, it's fine to go to a wedding, a birthday party, or funeral every weekend because it's only like 2 or 3 times. But when you go for 2 years and there's an invitation every single weekend, let me tell you, it gets too much. especially if you're not used to it. If you're like me in Toronto, you're just used to weekends being for grocery shopping and cleaning and resting. Suddenly attending every social event can feel pretty overwhelming. And that aspect of being in Burundi took a toll on my mental health, I'm not gonna lie, because I felt like I was obligated to attend every gathering I was invited to. Also brings me to the second false belief that I wanted to talk about today. This idea that returning home will automatically resolve all your personal and emotional issues. I think we all know by now that life in the Western world can be very stressful. Everything is go, 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 long work hours. There's a pressure to succeed and keep up. It's almost impossible to have a work-life balance. And most of us think that moving back to Africa, where life is more laid back and the pace is slower, will somehow magically release the pressures. But the truth is, returning home doesn't always take those emotional burdens away. Life is not all that simple in the motherland, and I think we also know that there is sometimes political instability, economical challenges. Like, imagine living in a country where you can go months and months with no gas, no electricity, no water even sometimes. That's a lot. And there's also the constant pressure to prove yourself as a returnee and explain yourself so much. Like, why do I have to keep explaining why I decided to move back home? Side note for another episode, why is it so hard for people back home to believe that life in the Western world is not all that great? I think I know why, but it's not like in the movies, you guys. And not everything looks like Hollywood, and not everybody works in a fancy building on Wall Street. You know, not everybody dresses so nice. No. I really, really hated being asked all the time why I decided to leave Canada. But anyways, there are so, so many things that won't make the stress disappear once you land on the motherland. And I know I will get the opportunity to talk about it in a future episode with my guest. But the great thing, though, to be honest, is that Africans kind of have, we all have a great, huge sense of community. So even when life gets too stressful and, you know, unbearable, you have your family, your friends, your community around you. If they're not the ones causing that stress to begin with, because let's be honest, it be your own people sometimes. But for me, either way, there's something deeply comforting about knowing that no matter what you're going through, there's always a support system around you. Now, remember the story at the beginning? Let's come back to it. One other false belief that we have as returnees is that everything back home is cheaper. And while that can be true, it depends on how long you're staying and what is your source of income, you know, because again, if you're home for 2 or 3 weeks, you can't really get a full picture of the cost of life. You're living off your savings, you've been planning this trip for a long time, so you're good. I remember people often asking me, how much money do you think I need to live comfortably in Burundi? And I would never know exactly what to tell them because it really depends. It's exactly like that guy said. Some things really do have to change when you decide to stay, because it won't take long until you realize that life can actually be very expensive. The last false belief that I wanted to talk about today is around making friends. This is a huge one, and I don't think I will be able to talk in depth about it just by myself. I would definitely have a guest to talk about it with me. But again, for me, I thought that I would just go back to having the same friends. I realized how naive that was of me to think. But in the moment, I was feeling like, I'm back, baby. Like, it's just like family, you know? No matter how long I stay away, my grandma is always going to stay my grandma. That bond is never really going to go away. But with friends, though, happened to be so different. For starters, many of them were married and with kids. So that was in itself a huge gap. We were in different phases of our lives. And when I wanted to talk about travel and business ventures, they just wanted to talk about which schools is better for their kids and which wedding planner is the best, you know, a huge, huge gap. And it's not just the different life stages. It's this whole thing where you've both grown, but in completely different settings and directions. While you're out there getting excited about different cultures and new perspectives, they've been building their lives here. They now have different priorities and different interests. Thankfully for me, I started working, so I was able to make new friends, but I know it's not always the case for everyone, and especially if you weren't expecting it in the first place. Looking back now, I realize that this is all part of the journey. Moving back home shouldn't be about picking up exactly where you left off. It shouldn't. It's really about finding a new way to belong, creating new connections with people you never knew, and accepting that change is just part of the deal. And that's it. That's not a problem. But anyways, that's all for today, you guys. Thank you for tuning in. And please tell me if you can relate to any of the things that I talked about today. And hey, if you've got any questions about returning to Africa, or if there is any specific topic you want me to discuss, please let me know. Slide into my DMs. And like I always say, no matter where you are, there's always a path to discovering your own oasis. I'll talk to you soon.